Now to your letters. And we begin with a correction to our story about the unresolved Minnesota Senate race between former Senator Norm Coleman and Al Franken. We said Coleman had taken a job with the National Jewish Democratic Council. That was incorrect. He's actually an advisor to the Republican Jewish Coalition. On a different note, yesterday, we kicked off our series about favorite summer songs with this classic, Brandy, by the band Looking Glass. That was singer-songwriter Todd Snyder's pick, and it both surprised and delighted Rob Fain of Rochester, New York. He writes, "When your summer song series debuted Thursday, I expected the first guest to talk about some esoteric song, some jazz number, or probably something out of Porgy and Bess. I had no hope that a pop song would be chosen. You cannot begin to imagine the elation and thrill I experienced when the word brandy came out of his mouth. I was thinking at that very second, that very moment, my favorite summer song is Brandy, Summer of 72. Mr. Fain remembers the song this way. A warm summer night, upstate New York, lush and green and humid, 12 years old, and brandy coming out of the AM radio. The days when you would pull up to a light and the other cars would be tuned to the same pop station, windows rolled down. And our quest for songs that signify summer got Elizabeth Hanley of Corning, New York thinking. She suggested this. Hanley says Hot Fun in the Summertime from Sly and the Family Stone brings back memories for her of sitting on East River Drive or in Fairmount Park in Philadelphia, grills and radios all blasting in the quintessential summer mugginess that is Philly, people of every age and type singing and dancing with Sly. We'll fill out that playlist for Muggy Nights as the summer continues. Keep writing us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page. This is NPR, National Public Radio.